Hello, welcome to the Nutrition and Lifestyle blog of the LDN Research Trust. I'm Jill Brook, nutritionist, researcher, and autoimmune patient. Let's dive in. Seven different ways to reduce inflammation through diet. Inflammation is a root cause of many chronic illnesses, but nutrition research is finding ever more ways to fight it. This means that if one dietary approach isn't compatible with your lifestyle or medical situation, then you can choose others. Or you can do several approaches at once for an even stronger effect. Here are some examples of seven different ways to fight inflammation. Number one, eat higher quality foods. The most straightforward way to reduce inflammation is to replace processed foods with more whole, nutritious foods. Colorful, whole plant foods are especially anti-inflammatory, which is one reason to, quote, eat the rainbow of fruits and veggies. Less colorful superstars include foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, such as flax seeds, walnuts, and cold water fatty fish, like Alaskan salmon or sardines. There is a double benefit if you replace inflammatory foods, such as sweets, baked goods, anything fried or processed vegetable oils, such as soybean, cottonseed, or corn oils. Number two, shrinking portions. If you don't want to change what you eat, another option is to eat smaller quantities. This works because cutting calories by any means appears to reduce inflammation. Many people can be satisfied on less food simply by eating more slowly and avoiding distractions like TV or work during meals. Chewing more and taking care to savor each bite also helps. After about the third bite, most people are on autopilot anyways, mindlessly eating until their plate's clean. Of course, this approach only works if you can afford to lose some weight, but reducing caloric intake is one way to reduce inflammation. Number three, eating earlier. A third option is finishing meals and snacks earlier in the day. This works because blood sugar, insulin, metabolism, and mast cells are typically more cooperative early in the day than at night. Finishing earlier often promotes better sleep and weight loss too. Number four, shrinking your daily time window for eating. This is called time-restricted feeding, and it's gaining popularity. For example, if you currently eat between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day, that's a 13-hour window. You could try shrinking your window to 11 hours, 8 hours, 6 hours, or whatever is realistic for you. During the hours when you're not eating, the body becomes more sensitive to insulin, which helps regulate blood sugar and decreases inflammation. Number five, fasting intermittently. This strategy involves eating your normal foods and normal amounts, but skipping a meal or two every now and then, or having occasional days with reduced intake. For example, one popular regimen involves eating normally 5 days per week, then limiting intake to perhaps only about 500 to 1,000 calories on 2 days per week. Anyone on medications should consult their doctor before skipping meals, though, since this may affect how your medication is absorbed. Number six, identifying and avoiding food allergies or intolerances. An elimination diet can help you figure out which foods are triggering inflammation by setting off your immune system. Wheat, gluten, and dairy are two examples of common culprits, but each person is different. By removing offending foods, the immune system calms down, reducing inflammation. And number seven, avoiding toxin exposure in foods or food packaging. Foods stored or heated in soft plastic can cause you to ingest chemicals that cause a variety of problems, including immune system activation and hormone disruption. Switching from plastic to glass containers or stainless steel water bottles is a great investment. Favoring glass jars over plastic-lined cans or using dried beans instead of canned beans can also reduce exposure to inflammatory chemicals. So that's seven. Not every strategy will work for everyone, but hopefully you can find a couple that work for your body, brain, budget, and lifestyle. By doing more of the strategies you find most appealing, perhaps you can get results without having to do the ones you detest. For example, I have a big appetite, so small quantities and skipped meals leave me feeling deprived. I'd rather keep up the larger quantities and work harder at choosing unprocessed, higher quality foods and eating them earlier in the day. We can also combine strategies.
Some of us with extremely severe inflammatory conditions may need to do many of these approaches at once, but hopefully this gives you a framework for thinking about how you can make the most painless and maintainable changes for your health improvement.
BPA and BPA-free plastic food containers are both disasters for our health. Plastic can sure be convenient in our water bottles, canned goods, single-use containers, and more, but holy cow, can we pay a price in terms of health. The chemical BPA, short for bisphenol A, in common plastics has been associated with autoimmune disease and endocrine disruption, which can suppress testosterone production and cause weight gain, cancer, male sexual dysfunction, gynecomastia, which is male breast enlargement, infertility, miscarriages, type 2 diabetes, thyroid problems, and more. When these health risks came to light, the industry found replacements for BPA. They included different chemicals, including BPB, BPE, BPF, and so on. The new plastic products were touted as BPA-free, which made many of us assume they were safer. But research from Denmark suggests that they are just as bad. Researchers compared the hazards of the new chemicals to the old one and found they appeared to be equally toxic. They state, quote, "There were indications of DNA damage, carcinogenicity, oxidative stress, effects on metabolism, and skin sensitization of one or more of the test compounds," unquote. They concluded, quote, "Interference with the endocrine system was the predominant effect of the test compounds. A substitution of BPA with these structural analogs should be carried out with caution," unquote. So, consider replacing your plastic Tupperware with glass containers, replace your plastic water bottle with stainless steel, look for non-perishables that come in glass jars instead of cans, and look for other opportunities to ditch any plastic that touches your food or beverage. Detox from air pollution with broccoli sprouts. It seems the wildfires and other sources of air pollution are only getting worse, so I'm reminded that nature has generously provided us with a partial antidote to harm from air pollution. It's broccoli sprouts. Studies involving diesel emissions and highly polluted parts of China suggest that consuming broccoli sprouts may help to prevent long-term health damage from air pollution. To quote researchers, quote, "Intervention with broccoli sprouts enhances the detoxification of some airborne pollutants and may provide a frugal means to attenuate their associated long-term health risks," unquote. You can buy broccoli sprouts in the produce section or easily grow them yourself in mason jars. They have numerous health and anti-aging properties, so enjoy them anytime, but air quality alerts are my reminder to stock up. On our website, we have links to the research studies we mentioned in this article if you'd like more details. Eating to help LDN help you. LDN has the reputation for helping desperate patients even when many other treatments have failed, so it can be especially disappointing when you've diligently taken your LDN just as prescribed and not seen significant improvement. Before you give up, though, consider four dietary factors that may influence your body's response to LDN. These come from observations of LDN prescribers and patients, as described in the LDN book and in Linda Elsegood's interviews on the LDN radio show. And I know, we'd rather have peer-reviewed scientific evidence to guide us, but this is the best we have for now. The good news is that all the advice is healthy anyways. Number one, vitamin D. This quote-unquote vitamin is actually a hormone that affects the expression of our genetics and appears to interact with essentially every tissue in the body. Vitamin D status has been linked to Alzheimer's, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, MS, sports injuries, fractures, and more. Vitamin D is clearly important for optimal health, so maybe we shouldn't be surprised to hear several LDN prescribers report that their patients see better results from LDN when they correct deficiencies in vitamin D. While there is some debate about what serum levels of vitamin D are quote-unquote normal versus quote-unquote optimal, there is increasing evidence that levels between 40 to 60 nanograms per milliliter are associated with more health benefits than the previous goal of greater than 30 nanograms per milliliter. If you are low on vitamin D, you can take a vitamin D3 supplement, but my preferred way to get it, when possible and assuming no extra skin cancer risk, is the natural way, with 5 to 20 minutes of sunlight around solar noon most days, making sure not to burn. Number 2, omega-3 fatty acids. So remember how LDN works. It nudges your brain to make extra endorphins and to become more sensitive to those endorphins. That means your brain needs to work. One of your brain's essential nutrients, and one frequently missing in Western diets, is omega-3 fatty acids. You can get these from wild salmon, salmon roe, mackerel, herring, sardines, flax seeds, walnuts, or supplements made from fish oil, krill, or algae. Just keep in mind that some people, especially in older age, lack the ability to efficiently use the omega-3s from plant sources like flax or walnut. If you need help getting healthy sources, Vital Choice Seafood is a well-respected company that can ship frozen wild Alaskan salmon to your home. Their website is vitalchoice.com. And Nordic Naturals is a widely respected company for omega-3 supplements, although there are also many others. And their website is nordicnaturals.com. Number 3, other nutrient deficiencies. In theory, a number of nutrient deficiencies could prevent the brain from responding to LDN. Take a look at your diet and see if you're lacking any known macronutrients, that's carbs, fat, and protein, micronutrients, that's the vitamins and minerals, food groups, or colors of the rainbow. Most of us fall into food ruts and could use a reminder to diversify. A dietitian or online nutrient analysis tool can also help you determine if you're missing some nutrients. Number 4, exogenous opioids. Several LDN prescribers report that consuming food sources of exogenous opioids can prevent LDN from working optimally. What foods are we talking about? The usual suspects: processed sugar, wheat, gluten, and dairy. It could be worth avoiding these for a trial period to see if your LDN works better. Hopefully these steps will help you get better results. If you've had experience with a dietary change altering your response to LDN, please send us a message because we'd love to hear about it. Okay, good luck.
Vegetables that feel more like treats. If eating veggies feels like a chore to you or your family, here are some ways to make them feel more like treats. Some of our favorites include: number 1, zucchini or yellow squash spiralized into pasta. You can eat them raw or cooked, and they have a different taste and texture depending on how long you heat them. Mix them heated with marinara, parmesan, turkey meatballs, or your own creation, or try them in a cold pasta salad mixed with your favorite confettied vegetables, olive oil, queso fresco crumbles, black beans, or whatever you like on noodles. Toasted sesame seeds and a little sesame oil works on either hot or cold noodles also. Number 2, a grilled or roasted portobello mushroom turned into pizza. Just fill it with spinach, onion, garlic, pesto, cheese, or whatever you like, and you have something that feels like pizza with a much healthier crust. Number 3, grilled eggplant sliced as taco shells or bread, in quotes, for a grilled cheese sandwich. Just slice the grilled eggplant slices very thin, grill each side with a spritz of oil, and voila. Number 4, cabbage roasted into steaks. Slice purple or green cabbage into half-inch discs, spray with a little oil, then top with herbs, garlic, spices, or whatever you like. Bake at 350 for about 10 minutes or until golden brown. Number 5, cauliflower diced into rice for either rice or risotto. You can either put cauliflower into your own food processor and chop it into bits before cooking, or just buy it ready to go or frozen. As an extra perk, it cooks very quickly. Number 6, riced cauliflower pizza crust. There are loads of recipes online, and you can also make cauliflower flatbread. Number 7, cauliflower as mashed potatoes. Boil cauliflower and blend it till it looks like your favorite Thanksgiving treat. Optionally, add some salt, garlic, spices, bit of cheese, cream, or other delights if that will make it a true treat. Number 8, zucchini French fries. Roast or grill thin slices of zucchini with salt and pepper sprinkled on, and perhaps a spritz of oil. Sliced portobello mushroom strips will also work well and feel like French fries. And number 9, kale chips. Just rinse, pat dry, remove stems, break into bite-sized pieces, put on a baking pan, optionally spray with oil and or sprinkle salt or herbs on top, and bake at 350 until crunchy, which only takes about 5 to 7 minutes. We know you have more great ideas. Will you share them with us? Happy veggie eating. Nutritional approaches to reduce fibromyalgia pain. Did you find LDN because you are desperate with fibromyalgia pain? If so, I am very sorry to hear that. Below is a running list of studies showing fibromyalgia pain reduction from various dietary strategies. I will describe them, and if you want links to the actual studies, you can go to the LDNResearchTrust.org website, and under resources, go to nutrition and lifestyle research. Just make sure to check with your doctor before starting new supplements or diets, as they could interact with medications. So one study found that supplementing with vitamin D3 reduced perceptions of pain. Another found that extra virgin olive oil helped. Another study found that supplementing with CoQ10 helped reduce pain, quote, possibly via improving mitochondrial function, reducing inflammation, and decreasing brain activity, unquote. Another study found that supplementing with PEA while taking the pain medications pregabalin and duloxetine helped more than just taking the medications alone. In one study, the spice saffron helped patients as much as the drug duloxetine, and this spice is also known to help with depression. In one study, dietary MSG was found to make fibromyalgia symptoms worse, so avoiding MSG may help. In one study, supplementing with acetyl L-carnitine helped patients. In one study, a mostly raw vegetarian diet helped. However, this study was quite old and only 20 subjects completed the trial. There was a review that was not specific to fibromyalgia pain, but found that several different forms of vitamin C were affecting at reducing different types of pain. And finally, one study suggested that insulin resistance from chronically high blood sugar may help drive fibromyalgia. It found that treating the insulin resistance with the drug metformin reduced pain levels. The study was later retracted, but not for any problems with the findings or conclusion. It was retracted because the authors didn't follow proper procedures to obtain ethics approval and permission to use medical records. So shame on the authors, but I'm still interested in their hypothesis that high blood sugar can cause insulin resistance and damage to small blood vessels in the brain, causing widespread pain. If they are correct, then in addition to medicines for blood sugar control, lifestyle changes to reduce insulin resistance may help. This would mostly mean reducing intake of carbohydrates, especially processed or high glycemic carbohydrates. So if you know of other relevant findings that I missed, please send them my way at jill@dietforhealth.com, and I will update this list whenever I find something new. Chronic pain is the absolute worst, and I wish you all the best in finding relief.